Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up? I don't know what to tell you. Grievance politics, baby. The theory is... the angry one yesterday. Hey, don't hate the man, hate the game. Mastriano, I don't know him. Do you know him at all, Rob? No, he won't come on this station. Or any station, right? He doesn't like the media. That's on him, man. But I'll tell you what he did. He came out of nowhere. Nowhere. And he kicked the crap out of guys who spent 50 times the money. Good for him. Now the big boys get on the playing field. The thing about Mastriano that irritates me, two things. He doesn't like us until he needs us. Then he'll like us. I don't mind that he doesn't like me. Get in line, man. That's a long-ass line. I really don't care. I just don't. He doesn't like mainstream media. He's the spawn of Trump, man. He's doing the Trump thing. And by the way, good for him. I'm not going to play this game, Doug Mastriano's a bum because he likes Trump and doesn't like the media. I'm not going to do that. And I got to tell you, he kicked the crap. What was the deal with McSwain? How much money did he spend, man? Came off like tofu, right? Damn. If he was a meal at a restaurant, you would have sent him back. Whoo! So regarding McSwain, he won. Now we're going to see what happens. The only thing that irritates me is he says we all have to re-register to vote. That's the dumbest idea I ever heard. And the inference is that there's some fraud in the registration process. Man, don't waste my time and my money and my day having to re-register to vote because you're perpetuating some obnoxious theory that all the registration process is screwed up. If it's screwed up, bro, the screwed up process got you elected last night. Hates the media. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. But don't hate the man, hate the game. Hey, here's what I want to ask, too. Who's better equipped to beat Fetterman? Who? I'm serious about this. Let's light up the phones. I'm interested. I'm going to take some calls here. In your mind, who's better equipped to beat Fetterman? Oz or McCormick? Oz or McCormick? I don't know. I wish I could tell you. It would be a random guess. On paper, if you're asking me to vote for one, I'm voting for McCormick. Insane resume, insane education, insane military commitment. He's got a gun problem. 866-391-1020. Who is better equipped? Who is better equipped to beat Fetterman, the big man? 6'9". Big. Big. He'll be fine, too, regarding his health. It's a scare, but I talked to a bunch of doctors yesterday. A lot of folks have pacemakers, and they say that he has AFib, which increases the likelihood for stroke by 5 times, which kind of explains the stroke. I would be scared if I was his wife because he's the big man. You got young kids. Who is better equipped right now in Pennsylvania to beat Fetterman? By the way, we called that one on the Conor Lamb. He pretty much conceded when he was on this talk show a week ago. He crushed Conor Lamb. Crushed. 866, let's light it up. Who is better equipped to beat Fetterman or to run against Fetterman? I'm not saying John will lose. I've known Fetterman for almost 20 years. It's a fact. 866-391-1020. Who's better equipped right now in Pennsylvania to beat Fetterman? Fascinating. Americans have spoken out. The far left, the woke folks, beat up on Steve Irwin. Where'd he go? Harvard? Georgetown? Big brain. Big brain. The word is, what I'm hearing, is he's going to lose. Now, what do you take? You take Mr. Connected Mike Doyle, he retires, and you put in a woke candidate who's a professional protester. She has the mainstream Democrats freaked out right now. It's insane, man. Don't blame the woman. Blame the game. And the game is, and what it proves with guys like, men like, women like, different candidates. Mastriano, Summerlee, that Americans are angry and they want to change. And what's interesting is they're so extremely different. Mastriano and Summerlee, but insiders would argue that their followers come from the same emotional place, rage, anger, grievance politics. All right, folks, 866-391-1020 right now in Pennsylvania. Who beats Fetterman? Who's better equipped? Oz or McCormick? 866-391-1020. Give me a yell. Come on, man. Wake up. Get out of bed. Run the comb across your head. Come on, you got to have an opinion on this. What are you folks doing? Turn off SpongeBob. Who has a better shot of beating Fetterman, who rocked Conor Lamb? We predicted that. 866-391-1020. McCormick or Oz? 866-391-1020. Need to know. Very curious about this. Because I don't know. I had to grab John Delano real quick. JD, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Marty. Good to be with you.
All right, so what happens now with this vote with Oz and McCormick? What happens today?
Well, what happens today is that some of the counties that put off counting their mail-in ballots from Republican voters will end up doing that today. We know for sure in Lancaster County, Luzerne County, I believe Mercer County, there are counties of the 67 that don't do same-day counting of mail-in ballots. They wait a day. And so that's what's happening today. And on the basis of that, we'll determine whether McCormick beats Oz or Oz beats McCormick. Now, I did a little quick analysis. I was looking at what some of the other votes that have mail-in votes that have occurred in other counties are doing. And it does appear that at least in many of those counties, McCormick beats Oz with mail-in votes. But that doesn't mean that's going to happen in these respective counties or any others that are still catching up on the mail-in voting. Bottom line is we don't know who the winner is, and we may not know. We may not even know at the end of the day. This could be so close that, as you know, in Pennsylvania, if it's less than a half of 1% difference or margin, there's an automatic recount. So
yeah, how long would that take, JD? How long would a recount take?
Well, the initial recount would probably take at least a couple days, maybe longer. You know, the thing is that this is still all unofficial because they do official counts a week later. And so if this could drag on a bit, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's that close in terms of the separation. What is a couple thousand votes? If that, maybe. I haven't seen the latest in the last hour or so, but the last I saw, there were just Oz was ahead by less than a couple thousand votes. It was really tight.
Hey, JD. JD, what was turnout?
You know, I don't know that figure yet.
Okay.
And I don't know that we'll know for sure, but I don't think it was particularly high.
Okay. And with Summerlee and Irwin,
yeah.
Boy, it sure shows you that every vote counts, does it not, brother?
It sure does. It looks like Summerlee is going to pull this out from everything I understand. There's about a 500-vote difference there. none of the folks who support Irwin are saying to me that it's a done deal one way or the other. But the fact is, there's just may not be enough votes for Irwin to win. Irwin did very well in the outlying Allegheny County outside the city of Pittsburgh, and he did very well in Westmoreland County. But Summer Lee, you know, she has passionate supporters in the city of Pittsburgh and in the Mon Valley, Turtle Creek Valley area that is very familiar with her. And, I mean, this is going to be quite a switch. It's not just the first African-American woman who would represent a congressional district from Pennsylvania, but she is someone who is very strong in her very progressive views. And so this is going to be quite a switch, I think, from Congressman Mike Doyle, if, in fact, this is what happened.
I know you're slammed.
There's an election in November.
J.D., does Doug Mastriano like you? No, I'm serious. Do you talk to him?
I have not talked to him because I've tried.
Yeah.
He hasn't talked as far as I know. I don't know if he's been on your show,
Marty. No, man.
But he's been very difficult to get a hold of. I've tried since last summer to do an interview with him, but I'm not alone. Every reporter I've talked to has tried to get him. And so far, he only talks to, you know, certain kinds of talk show hosts, not news guys.
Yeah, we're the enemy of the people, and he's just doing the Trump thing.
Yeah, right? but President Trump, to his credit, I interviewed him several times.
Maybe you did, but he called us the enemy of the people.
Yes, that's true, but I think he tried to make exceptions.
Whatever.
He was never down on local media as much as
But Mastriano is just an incarnation of Trump. He's just a template. It's a knockoff, and it's winning for him. Good for him.
Yeah, well, this has been, on both sides, this has been an election where you have angry electorate.
That's right.
You have people who are unhappy either with the Republican establishment or the Democratic establishment. And what does that do? That pushes you to the extremes in both parties.
Yep.
I think that's the reality of the 2022 election in this primary season.
Grievance politics, brother. Right? Grievance.
You got it.
JD,
you got
thanks,
it.
Brother.
The angry voter.
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, always good to be with you and your listeners.
Again, Doug Mastriano kicked butt. Didn't need us. Rob, you guys tried to get him, right? Never responds. John Dillon has tried to get him for a year. Never responds. And I heard him. I was watching some of his convoluted acceptance speech last night, and he doesn't like us. That's the template. That's the roadmap. And I don't see any reason why he would change that. He kicked butt. He doesn't need us, quite clearly. We're going to see what happens. Clearly, no one gives a damn about whether or not Oz or McCormick would beat Fetterman, right? None of you care. 866-391-1020. All right, let's go. I got two guests. I got to grab Congressman Guy Reisenthaler, my friend. Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Marty, good morning. What a night last
Woo!
Night.
All right, you're the man. Who is better equipped to beat Fetterman, Oz or
Dr. Oz?
He is?
And I can tell you why, because McCormick has what I would describe as a glass jaw with his ties to China. And you better believe it that the small town mayor that has tattoos and a beard and rides a Harley would love to run against the Wall Street, Greenwich, Connecticut hedge fund manager who outsources jobs to China. I mean,
but couldn't I throw the same rhetoric at Dr. Oz, as he's being called by some, that he's not from here, he's a carpetbagger, he hung out with Obama's wife and has all these liberal policies, and he's really a celebrity. Couldn't I do that too?
No, because that's not going to have the same impact in a general election as the small town mayor versus the hedge fund manager.
Fascinating.
Where the things you pointed out about Dr. Oz, those hurt him in the primary. They will actually help him in the general. And I don't think the carpetbagger argument. It's more important that McCormick worked on Wall Street and was in Greenwich, Connecticut.
I don't mind him being successful. Yeah. What the hell's wrong with being successful and creating jobs, guy?
It's not about that. It's about the sending money from the United States to China.
Come on, man. Second largest economy on earth. Half the stuff in your house is from China. I don't buy that either. I just don't think that way.
That's a huge problem. Well, talk to a guy that worked at a steel mill and had his job outsourced to China.
I get it.
And you can see that, Marty, in the election results.
No, that's why I'm asking you.
Let me just give you the quick breakdown. If you look at the affluent areas, Murraysville, Peters Township, the collar counties, they went predominantly for McCormick, were the working class areas, Greene County, Fayette, Somerset, the area around Lancaster and Gettysburg. They went overwhelmingly for Dr. Oz. So you see that socioeconomic breakdown, because it's the guy that's showering after work that's worried about his job getting outsourced to China.
All right, hold on, hold on. I don't have much time with you. I got to get to Mastriano. Yes. Hey, guy, I got to get to Mastriano because you're so smart and I trust you with this. Does he win with, I'm the spawn of Trump, the media is the enemy of the people? Does that win for him?
Very challenging path for him. What Mastriano has going for him, though, is that the environment is so pro-Republican right now because of what you're seeing at national level.
Yes.
The wind is all at Mastriano's tail. However, the resistance that he's going to face is Shapiro is a legit candidate. He knows what he's doing. He's very good. He's a political operative. And there's a lot to attack Mastriano for. I'll let the Democrats do that.
Trust me,
to see the attack ads.
But Guy, hold on. I'm running out of time with you, Congressman.
Yeah.
So you have never, ever shied away from an interview, even when we disagree. And your dad pushes you sometimes, and that's why I love your dad. But what would you tell Mastriano about, I hate the media, go away, you're bums? What would you tell him?
Well, the media, you can't do that. Part of your job as an elected official is communicating with the public via the media. So at a certain point, you've got to come on. And frankly, my best interviews are sometimes with a hostile interviewer because it's much easier to get your points across and show differences in opinion and points of view when you have somebody that's somewhat hostile. Don't tell John Delano that, because he's going to want me on his show every day. But that's what I would tell Mastriano.
My man, Guy Reschenthaler. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thanks, Marty. Take care.
I love his insight. I mean, how can you argue with him? He's my man. We're good friends, whether you want to hear that or not. I got to grab Joanna Dovin, and I got to get into this grievance politics and the Steve Irwin and the Summer Lee campaign. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
You know, I'm okay.
You're angry about what happened last night. Tell us why.
I mean, it's, you know, what I saw over the past couple of months was a very clear media bias against Steve Irwin. And when I say media bias, I'm talking like pretty big things. The Post-Gazette using one picture of him, that's a really bad picture, for example. And I think that, you know, the media and how the media has changed, you know, their bias has been so unchecked for so long.
Joe, I love her, by the way. Why did they latch on to Summer Lee, in your opinion?
Because of who they are. Because of who some of them are. Some of them are very, very far left-leaning Democrats, right?
It's true.
They're going off the edge. You look at this. So Toni Norman runs. So the Post-Gazette, for the first time in really modern history, they did not endorse a congressional candidate. Do you know that?
No, I did not notice. I apologize.
So the editorial board usually does an endorsement, and it's something that people pay attention to because, I mean, they're still our number one paper in the region.
Right, it's true.
So they did not run. But what they did do is Toni Norman last week runs a 1,000-word article attacking Steve Irwin. 1,000-word article. He mentions all of Steve Irwin's white man endorsements, leaves out all of his endorsements from black elected officials, including Brenda Fraser. There's like four of them.
So his column was racist. Racist.
It was racist. It was. And so what we did is we had a guy who is involved with the NAACP, who's a big Steve Irwin fan.
Right.
In fact, this guy is the state chair of the NAACP.
Right.
He penned an article in response. I had to fight to get it placed. And when it got placed and, it got basically chopped up. The media bias from the Post-Gazette is so disgusting that I don't even want to work with them. And guess what? I have to.
I've never heard you like this. By the way, she worked with Irwin, so we're fair about that. But I've never seen you incensed.
I volunteered. I volunteered.
You've never been incensed like this. This has set you off, hasn't it?
One more example. Yeah. The Democratic Committee of Allegheny County endorsed, guess who? Steve Irwin.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It was on a Sunday. That Monday morning, the Post-Gazette front page headline said this: 14th Ward Committee endorses Summer Lee.
Whoa.
You hear that? I saw that, and I was like, what the heck? Am I imagining this? I had to call the executive editor. First, he tried dealing with reporters, right? I'm not even going to talk about reporters, but I called the executive editor. He's like, yeah, this doesn't make sense. We'll add it to the story. So then they just add it to the story. They don't really truly correct it. The headline reads that Summer Lee is basically winning things when she wasn't. The bias was so blatant, I've never seen anything like it. Now, remember, I ran several campaigns.
You did.
Or was involved with them.
You have.
I've worked with the media
You're
for
amazing.
A very long time.
You're my favorite of all time. Yes. True.
One more example. If you want one more, I'll give you one more.
Sure.
The Bernie Sanders rally. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Was covered, of course, right?
Yeah, of course.
It was, of course, covered.
Yeah.
So Steve Irwin had his rally the very next morning, Friday morning, in Braddock, with steel workers and families
sure.
and laborers. Guess what?
Not covered.
No media showed up. One media person.
So what you're saying is the fix was in.
You know, for whatever reason, the media was either scared of Summer Lee's people attacking them if they covered Steve Irwin, which I've heard is a thing. Right?
Or they're just woke.
They didn't care.
Or they're just woke, Joe. They're woke.
It's a shame. It's a shame. But thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
You're not biased.
Take the side that I believe is going to do the right thing. I love that phone call. I got to tell you, I love her. Woo! Flame throwing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.